Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2022, 3-2-22, 15 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running on this Wednesday. You know, Wednesday's a big day of programming around here at WWGH Radio. We do the morning show here from 8 until 10 on Wednesday mornings, and then Glenn Coble comes in, and I'm with him from 10 until 12, and then he has a progressive life with Dr. Ron Feynman from 12 until 1. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 until 5 p.m. Then we have The Show with No Name live at 5 from 5 until 6, and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. And that's how Wednesdays shape up here at WWGH Radio. Lots of live programming. Now, I do want to do a little bit of housekeeping right off the top here. Want to send our best wishes again to Carol Neidhart, who I really consider an historian here in Marion. I think that's how most people have come to know him. Apparently, Carol took a fall on the day of the Super Bowl, so it would have been early February, and he's recovering from this. I guess it was a pretty bad fall, and so we send his best wishes to him, and hopefully he'll be feeling better soon. So our best wishes to Carol Neidhart on a speedy recovery, and hope he feels better very soon. Also want to remind people that Glenn Coble will be in here tomorrow morning sitting in for me from 8 until 10. You know, I think the last time Glenn did the show on a Thursday, it was the day of the big snowstorm that we had where there was a foot of snow about to come on the ground and he was getting all the delays and cancellations. So it'll be much easier for Glenn tomorrow. Kind of a springy type of day tomorrow, much better than the last time he filled in on a Thursday morning. And then Adam will be in on Friday, sitting in for me. So have fun with them. Also want to let you know that the pastor's spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be moving to Friday at 9:10 a.m. starting this week. So he will be on from 9:10 until 10 a.m. on Friday morning instead of 11:10 until 12 p.m. for Now. And that might be a permanent change. We don't really know, but it'll start this week and continue on over the next few weeks. Oh, looks like we're getting a call off the bat this morning. Let's see who we've got. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I heard one of your repeats, and I didn't die because of the spaghetti. I've been having trouble with my phone.
Oh, so it was phone trouble, not the spaghetti.
Yeah, this phone doesn't want to hold a charge. I think it's trying to die on me for good.
Well, I was worried because the last time we spoke, you talked about eating this spaghetti that was going to be out for 2 days.
It was not laid out for 2 days. It was in the refrigerator. Give me a little bit of credit.
So there was some refrigeration.
Yes! You thought it was laying out on the counter?
Well, I don't know. I was a little worried because I said, well, you'll have to call in tonight and let us know how that went. And then when we did not hear from you, and then did not hear from you, you know, it's Wednesday now. No, I'm just saying, I felt that spaghetti, I'm not sure how long you can keep spaghetti.
Well, refrigerated, I think you can keep pretty much all leftovers for probably at least a week.
You think a week?
I mean, a week's kind of pushing it. I know for sure 4 or 5 days. Oh, yeah.
Well, see, this is what I was worried about, because I know turkey, if you cook turkey on Thanksgiving, they say you have to throw it out by Sunday.
Well, can I ask you a question? There's a big difference between leaving it on the bone and taking it off the bone. Now, after everybody gets done eating, Don't you sit down and take it off the bone and you don't throw that whole big hulk and carcass back in the fridge.
No, but I think unless you freeze it, they say you have to get rid of it by Sunday.
Oh, hogwash.
People have called in on this one. It seems like we have this discussion every Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, and you got different people think different. That's just like some things, even the expiration date, that's just when they're supposed to sell it by or use it by. But you can go, like I've got milk right now that expired on the 28th of February, but I'm still using it and it's just fine. I mean, I'm not going to wait until it turns into cottage cheese to throw it out.
Well, but I think a sell-by date and an expiration date are probably two different things.
You're right.
Yeah. If the milk doesn't smell sour, I would imagine it's probably okay. But the problem with meat is, once it's cooked, you're probably not going to smell anything unless it's really past the stage.
I don't know. I just think that if you keep it in the refrigerator, you're good to go.
What are you going to do the next few days with me not here?
I'll go through withdrawals.
You'll have to call in and talk to Glenn.
If the phone's working.
Well, yeah, there's been some issue with that. But, hey, it's Wednesday, so it is good news because are you ready to have a nice conversation tonight with Nate?
Oh, yeah. Always.
What's for dinner?
He's such a nice guy.
Oh, he is. I like Nate a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big night.
Nice.
Well, I'm sorry your phone's not working, but I'm glad you did not keel over from the spaghetti.
No, I'm still kicking. Is it just me, or don't you have a little touch of spring fever right now?
You know, I do. I feel very motivated. It's getting daylight earlier in the day, staying daylight a little longer. The temperatures are a little warmer. I'll tell you, I forgot my coat this morning when I went out, and, it really wasn't that bad.
Right, same. Okay, well, have a good show, Scott.
Well, glad you're out there listening. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are always open here at WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. But again, Glenn will be in tomorrow, and Adam will be in on Friday. Now, beyond that, I really don't know how it's going to go for the next few months. Now, I may be on. Somebody else might be filling in. We may have repeats from time to time in the morning. I don't know how that's all going to work out. We'll see how it goes and play it by ear. So that's how it will all shake out. But I don't know. It's hard to tell. You know, it's a really interesting thing. It's kind of the unknown at this particular point. But as I say, some mornings there might be repeats. Some mornings Adam might be here. Some mornings Glenn might be here. Some mornings I might be here. You never know. It's not all that heavy lifting to come in and do a radio show, but you kind of have to have your mind in the game. So we'll see how that goes. So that'll all start tomorrow, and then carry on through next week. Okay, so I think we've done all the housekeeping now, and everybody knows where everybody is. I'm not going to get too political on this, but I did watch the State of the Union last night, and I guess it was President Biden's first State of the Union. I thought it was interesting. All I want to bring up is that he did mention the Ohio Intel plant. I thought that was very interesting in the State of the Union speech, that the Ohio Intel plant was mentioned, because I hate to get into the politics of this, but President Biden is a Democrat, and Governor DeWine is a Republican, and Governor DeWine is up for re-election, and actually in a primary here in just a few days, really, coming up in May, and Governor DeWine is touting this Intel plant, but so is President Biden, to the point of where he mentioned it in his State of the Union speech last night. And he actually had the guy from Intel there in the chamber last night as he gave the State of the Union speech. So I thought that was very, very interesting. But I thought, I wonder in the long run if this is going to hurt Mike DeWine. Because President Biden is not up for re-election for anything. So I thought, well, is this going to hurt Mike DeWine because the guys running against DeWine, Renacci and Blystone, are kind of painting him as a Democrat anyway, and now with President Biden to kind of pat him on the back for this Intel plant during the State of the Union, I don't know if that'll help Mike DeWine or not. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. But the wages sure sounded good. Biden was talking about the wages last night that this Intel plant will bring to Ohio. And as near as I could tell, as I was listening, we were talking about wages of upwards of $100,000 for certain jobs at the Intel plant. So that's something to be proud of here in Ohio, and we really will not, I don't know if we'll ever know why it happened, why they chose Ohio. Could have been the dealings of Governor DeWine and his staff with the tax abatements and all that, but I think most people probably feel it's a good thing for Ohio, and when we look back on it 50 years from now, I think people will think it's a good thing for Ohio, but will voters think it's a good thing for Mike DeWine coming up in May? I think that's what the question is. Any thoughts on this? The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, not the politics of it or anything of that nature, but any thoughts on the State of the Union last night or the primary election coming up here in Ohio? 740-383-9944. It was nice to see Ohio mentioned, though, in the State of the Union. Saw Sherrod Brown there last night. He got a nice mention from President Biden. The whole thing is interesting. Not so much what President Biden had to say. I mean, that's interesting for a lot of people, but the reactions of the crowd and the reactions of the people behind him, like Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, it's interesting to watch the reaction to the things he had to say. I don't know if... Did it used to be this divided where people only get up on certain things and clap? I know this has been going on now for at least 10 years, but prior to that, is that how it was? People only got up and clapped for certain things? When did that start? That is a very funny thing to watch, and it all kind of depends on where the camera is positioned. As to what you're going to see, how the network has the camera positioned. Are you going to see half the people not clapping? Are you going to see one group clapping and nobody else clapping? It's interesting. I'll tell you something else from the speech that interested me. And I am not diabetic, but the cost of insulin. Did anybody see that part of the speech? I believe this is what President Biden said, that the cost of insulin to produce is $10 a vial, I think, is what he said. Or $10 a dose. And that certainly is not what it's sold for by companies. Now, if that's true, then we really do have a problem. Did anybody else hear that? I thought that was one of the most interesting facts that I've ever heard because I don't have diabetes, and I don't know if that's something doctors talk about a whole lot with their patients. Did anybody hear that last night about the $10 to produce insulin and how it is marked up so high to be sold to the consumer who has diabetes? Did anybody have any thoughts on that? Did anybody know that? Am I just living in the dark ages here and don't know things like that? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I found that fascinating. I don't know what's going to go on with medicine in this country, if that's what is going on, that it costs so little to manufacture these drugs, and they're just, I guess the price is just inflated, is what it sounds like. You would think that we would want people to get better. And if we had the ability to make people better, we would do that and not worry about the cost so much. I don't know if medicine should be a business, to be honest with you. I just don't know about that. You know, there certainly are a lot of things that should be private businesses, but I'm not sure if the medical industry should be one of them. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. You know, the other day, I was thinking about doctors here in Marion. Doctors who have been very well known and had long tenures here in Marion. And certainly people always talk about Dr. Landefeld. A matter of fact, I was talking about him to a lady at the Smith Clinic the other day. We still call that the Smith Clinic, although it's not really the Smith Clinic anymore. But was talking to somebody there about Dr. Landefeld, and people still remember him who worked there. And I had the chance to interview Dr. Landefeld. But he was a very interesting guy in Marion history. It seemed like the people who were his patients loved him. And then there were a group of people in town who really did not like him. Any memories on this? 740-383-9944. Memories or thoughts of Dr. Landefeld? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was listening to it last night, and I knew the insulin was really marked up, but I didn't know that it costs only $10 a vial.
Did you find that to be a shocking fact?
No, because I knew that the drug companies do that.
Well, yeah, I always assumed there was a markup, but I didn't think it was that big of a markup.
But I don't know how our politicians let that go on. Evidently, they're getting money from lobbyists to keep it that way. And also, in other countries, we sell that insulin to other countries cheaper than we sell it to our own people. You know, if a pharmacist here in the United States wants to buy it, it's a lot more expensive than a pharmacist in England or Canada or these other countries. And how that can be, you know, I just don't know.
Well,
somebody's got to be making money over that. For that to, you know, to stay that way.
Yeah, but I guess what I can't figure out, who is manufacturing the insulin and who is buying it and selling it at the up cost? Now, my guess is that the private medical companies are buying it at $10 a vial, but who is producing it? Can't the pharmacy or the government, I don't even know who would control it, but can't they get it wholesale directly from the person producing it if they know it's only costing them $10 a vial to produce it?
Well, pharmacists don't buy it directly from the manufacturer. They buy it from, and that happens in all industries, you know, there's wholesalers that sell it, you know, the manufacturers normally don't get involved, you know, personally in selling a lot of that stuff.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
You know,
I would think that a pharmacist would be able to go directly to the manufacturer. Especially if they know there's such a markup involved.
Well, you think, you know, they could contact the manufacturer even if there is a, you know, the wholesaler involved in it. You know, you think they ought to be able to contact them at least and try, but I don't see how it is that we have to pay more for insulin here in the United States, and any drug, than other countries have to pay it. You know, they buy it off of the same company, you know, let's say it's DuPont. You know, our people are buying it off of DuPont. The other countries buy it off of DuPont, but yet they get it cheaper.
What do you make of the Intel plant being mentioned?
Oh, I thought that was great, yeah. The average mean salary there will be $135,000.
That's what I thought they said, $135,000.
You know, that ought to be some good living for a lot of people down around there.
Yeah, I don't know how many jobs will be created at that that cost, that price, but boy, that'd be great for that area.
1,000 acres, and I guess they're planning on having 8 different, you know, plants all there on the same 1,000 acres.
It was something. I was just, when he started to go to Columbus, Ohio, and was talking about farmland and all that, I thought, well, this is interesting that he's going to bring this up, because, you know, obviously we know about it around here, but I don't know how that's going to play for Mike DeWine.
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather see Mike DeWine get it if a Republican gets it, but I really would rather have Nan Whaley myself.
Well, I guess we're going to find out in a couple months if DeWine makes it to the main election.
But I hope you don't keep that Friday schedule like that.
You know, I don't know.
Is somebody going to be live from 8 to 9 then? Or is that going to be a repeat?
No, that'll be the pastor. He'll be live.
Usually he'll be coming on at 9.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a live show just like it is at 11.
But who's you start out at 8.
Right.
So are you coming in and having a show, an hour or so, and then he...
Well, on Friday, what had typically happened is I did 3 hours, and then the pastor did the 4th hour, and then I'd come back and do the 5th hour. So now it's just in another direction. I'll do the 1st hour, he'll do the 2nd hour, and then I'll do the 3rd, 4th, and 5th hour.
Oh.
He's just going to be on at an earlier time.
I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Well, you listen to the pastor,
8 o'clock just to listen to an hour, and then I got to take an hour off. I mean, I don't listen to that crap. You know. I'm about to fall asleep and not wake back up.
Well, it's just a scheduling thing, and well, I hope you listen to it. Hopefully some interesting questions can come up. I think the pastor show's very interesting. I think... he talks about a lot of stuff that I think is fascinating.
I'll listen to it a little bit sometimes, and Linda Sims, but it just gets a little bit too much for me. I'm more of a Glenn-type person, you know, the way I feel on that. But
right. Well, we'll see how it shakes out as time goes on.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour here on this second day of March, 2022. Give me a buzz. Would love to talk to you, 740-383-9944. All kinds of stuff to talk about this morning, that's for sure. But I was talking about doctors who were very well known here in Marion, and I was thinking about Dr. Landefeld, certainly was. Dr. Gupta used to be very well known. He was the, I'm not sure what they call it, but the doctor, essentially, for the Harding football team for many years. That was nice. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I came up with a question I thought of.
All right.
When this Intel plant gets up and running, it's running full bore, and median salary there is $100,000+. Is that going to raise the price of living? And where is that plant? New Albany?
You know, I don't know.
And if it raises the price of living, how much is that $135,000 going to be all that great?
Well, see, I'm not sure how many people from New Albany will be working there. I don't know how that all will shake out in the end.
Well, I would hope there's quite a few people living in New Albany that work there, because if that plant causes the price of living to go up in New Albany, then they're not working there. They're going to be hurting.
Well, I would just think the price of living might go up if a lot of housing and things are built because of the Intel plant, and the median income goes up in New Albany. But I don't know if we'll know that for quite a while, because so many people, you know, yesterday I was in Marysville just for a minute, but, you know, so many people commute to Marysville to go to work at Honda. But I don't think the cost of living in Marysville has increased a lot since Honda's been there, because so many people come from other areas to work there.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that. I mean, I used to work down there at Honda for a janitorial outfit.
Well, and I also don't know if, like the Whirlpool here in Marion, you know, they pay pretty decent wages, but I don't think it's increased the standard of living in Marion, because you can only employ so many people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people at Whirlpool that don't live in Marion.
Right, and I think that possibly could happen with this plan in New Albany, because I would think that a lot of people are going to be applying for those jobs, not just people who live in New Albany.
Yeah.
I think it'll just be a factory, kind of like any other factory. It's in the community. People who don't work there don't go there. It'll help some people who live in New Albany, I'm sure. But I can't imagine it would increase the cost of living.
I'll bet it does a little bit.
It might a little, but I wouldn't think to the degree that the wages would suggest.
And how many jobs are they going to have for what I like to call the grunt workers?
Well, you know, I don't know. It sounds like a pretty big place.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to have, are they going to have robots moving stuff around? Or are they going to have people moving stuff around? You know, like packaging and loading the stuff on the trucks, or however they move that stuff. Are they going to have, you know, I mean, they're going to have wear special protection to keep static electricity down if they're building chips.
It's going to be interesting to watch this. When's it supposed to happen, over the next few years?
I don't know. The only real news I get is from you guys.
Well, it was interesting for me to hear that in the State of the Union, I say, because there was, when I first heard Biden go to that, I thought, well, that's interesting, that's nice, he's mentioning Ohio, that's always good. But then I thought, you know, DeWine has been the candidate touting this in Ohio, and he's very close to a primary, and I thought, to have President Biden mention his name, or not mention DeWine, but mention the Intel plant, which DeWine is also mentioning, is that going to be good for him in this primary? I guess Blystone was just in Marion on Friday, and I saw another Blystone sign last night. I haven't seen a whole lot of signs in general, to be honest, but I don't know that I've seen a DeWine sign in Marion. There might be one. I'm sure there is somewhere.
Well, considering Marion mostly goes Republican, I imagine if they're not mad at DeWine, you'll see some DeWine signs. But another question I thought, it popped into my head while you were talking about that. How funny would it be, and how much would it throw the Republican Party off if DeWine should win the governorship and then switch parties?
Well, that would be, I think that would anger a lot of people, but DeWine has been so entrenched in the Republican Party for more than, oh gosh, I don't know, 40 years now. I would find it hard to believe that, I think he still believes in what Republicans believe in. I think he just got into some deep water with this pandemic with them. And that's really what's causing this runoff.
Yeah, because he was only doing what he thought was best for the, you know, for the public, and the Republican Party, and all the stuff I've heard about what the Republican Party wants. I mean, they didn't want anything shut down. They did. I mean, the pandemic would still be running wild if we never shut anything down and nobody wore masks and nobody got vaccinated like the Republican Party wants.
You know, I'm not really sure. I just know that's what got him in the crosshairs of his party. That's when he and the legislature first started having a big problem.
Yeah, because they didn't want to shut anything down, and he did. And they said, well, we think you have too much power, so we're taking it away from you, and we're going to do what we want to do.
Well, that's why this primary is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because do the Republicans still support DeWine? Because usually an incumbent governor who's been around for as long as DeWine has would walk away with this hands down. But I don't know if that's what's going to happen or not.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Maybe they figure he's old and they're trying to push him out.
I don't know. I don't think this one has anything to do with age. I think it has more to do with the pandemic. And
yeah, I know. There was a big stink raised over how he did the pandemic and how they didn't want it done that way. Yeah. It's crazy. It'll be interesting to see.
It will be. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour. Any more interesting things on people's mind this morning? 740-383-9944. But the medical history in Marion, as I was saying, Dr. Gupta used to be the physician for the Harding football team. I remember him very well. Of course, Dr. Landefeld, we've already mentioned. I was trying to think of some of the other doctors who were very well known, are very well known in this area. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm sure that plan's going to affect the cost of living somewhat. I mean, land values are going to go up. You know, if you're a renter, I mean, it's going to be more expensive to rent a house down there or buy a house. You know, look at Marysville before Honda came in, you know. Once Honda came in, you know, property values and rent and everything else is more expensive. If you go to Marysville and rent a comparable house that you would find here in Marion, you're paying more. But I don't think you go to the grocery store, the gallon of milk's going to be anymore.
You know, I don't know.
This
I don't.
It's gonna affect.
Well, it'll be interesting because I wonder where the majority of people will be employed from. I don't know if it'll be a rush from the community of New Albany or if other surrounding communities will get those jobs, much like what has happened with Honda over the years.
Oh, I'm sure people from surrounding communities are going to get those. There's going to be so many jobs that, and you know, the amount of people willing to work, you know, right now in this country, you know, we got jobs open galore around here. You know, they're going to have to draw from other areas, too.
Well, I guess if you live in New Albany and you own property, it'll be good for you because your property value will go up. And if you live in another community, it'll be good for you because you'll be making a great wage, but your cost of living will not have increased.
No, not as much. I mean, prospect, you know, land value or rent went up a little bit too, you know, a lot of those little towns, but it's not going to be as bad as what it's going to be right there in New Albany.
Now, we'll have to see how that all shakes out. It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, but it's going to be years that gets up and running, I bet.
Well, I would think years. It's just going to take time to build it and get everything working. But I don't know. They tend to do these things fast now. It's a lot quicker than it used to be.
The other guys want to know about robots. I'm sure they're going to have, you know, to be able to pay those kind of wages, they're going to have to, you know, they can't be paying somebody $135,000 an hour to do medial jobs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. It was said 20 years ago that all these jobs were going to be gone in factories because of robots, and that never really happened, which was good for the people who wanted to work in factories. There was a big push on that in the 80s and 90s, that all these jobs are going to be gone, technology's coming in, it's going to take over, and it really never did. Some things, you know, got eliminated with robots, but really, not a vast majority of them at all.
Really, a lot of the hard jobs got replaced. I know my brother, he got hired in a Honda, and he started out in welding. And he had so many welds he had to get to inside that car. And they worked their ass off, or their butt off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, getting it done. But now it's all robots that do, you know, the welding stuff he used to do in there.
It's interesting.
And
it's interesting.
It's probably, you know, better quality, more you know, because when you're tired, you know, you've been doing that for 8 hours, you know, is a thousandth weld as good as the first weld you did?
Well, I tell you, working in a factory all around can be tough, tough work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Yep.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here. If the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Topic of discussion this morning seems to be about this Intel plant. I know a lot of people are very excited for it, and that's not a bad thing at all. Go ahead, caller.
So, I'm confused. Is this going to be... Okay, are you going to have some kind of college or extra learning to do these jobs, or will they just be able to take Joe Blow off the street and train him at... He can make over $100,000.
Well, see, that's the confusing thing right now. A lot of the news articles have said that it's going to be specialized positions, but then a lot of the news articles have also said that it's not going to be. And if the average salary is $135,000, well, even if you're making $100,000 or $80,000, you know, that's pretty good. A pretty good amount of money if you're just a line worker or whatever they might have for the general public there.
Yeah. So you're thinking the $135K is going to be, you better have some smarts about you.
Well, I don't know, you know, because there's also going to be some jobs that pay more than that, if that's going to be the average. So I don't know if that's for the specialized people or if that's just, it'll be interesting to see where the majority of the jobs come from in that place. But it's a big industry right now, microchips.
And by the way, I was just asking for a friend because I've already got the best job in the world.
Making $80,000 a year, right?
Yeah, you know it.
There you go. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. 52 minutes past the hour. I'm not sure how that job distribution will be, to be honest. I haven't really heard too much in regard to that. It depends on what you read. Some articles and some newscasts have said it's going to be a lot of specialized labor, and then others have said it's going to be, there will be a lot of jobs for people who just might have a high school diploma. But if that's the median wage, $135,000, or the mean wage, the average wage, I would think even the low-paying jobs are going to do pretty well. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here. Go ahead, caller.
The plant isn't going to be, like, right in New Albany, but for a point of reference, the average household income in New Albany is already at $266,000 a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a Les Wexner. It's a high muckety-muck area. Go ahead.
So they don't have to worry about it.
Oh, no. Well, they aren't anyhow because it's not going to be, like, right there. And it's kind of like the person was saying, too, about the property value. Yeah, they're going to go up. It's like, that's why Delaware is so expensive. That's why Olentangy School District is so expensive, because people are moving out of Columbus and moving north, which the housing market being what it is, there's limited amount of land. So prices are going up for houses. But it's already spread to Delaware, and Marysville, for that matter, went up when Honda opened, but it's been gradual.
Now, if the average income in New Albany is already over $200,000 a year, do you think that that's going to be the group that goes looking for these jobs?
No. They're already, I mean, if they're already in that kind of tax bracket, they're not going to leave whatever they're doing and go somewhere else.
No, I would think these would be coming from surrounding areas.
Yes, and people from here go down to Mary's or to the Honda plant. So I mean, it's what you want to do. When I first moved here, I was kind of appalled that the unemployment rate in Marion County was double digits, and people wouldn't take a job in Delaware because they wanted to be able to leave their house and be at their workstation within 15 or 20 minutes, and that's not reality.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the last time the mayor was on, I think the last time or the time before, he talked about the unemployment rate in Marion being, I think, under 4% or at 4%.
Yeah.
At this particular point. That's very, very low.
Oh, yeah.
And we still can't fill all the jobs.
No.
And last night I heard Biden talking about the $15 minimum wage. Well, you know, most of the jobs they're offering now, even at fast food places, are pretty close to $15.
Yes. And, well, like somebody was saying, too, if they're paying the employees $15 an hour, how much is your Big Mac going to cost?
Well, but you know what? It didn't go up. Isn't that interesting?
No, I mean, that was surprising.
I mean, I don't know if that's a gradual thing, but I don't know what happened. Now, people have a lot of theories on this, that the baby boomers retired and COVID did this. I really don't know what happened, but yeah, that was always the theory. If you pay somebody $15, the price of food's going to go up, but I haven't seen really anything at McDonald's.
And if you're going to create more jobs, you're going to create more openings, but you can't fill the ones that you have now. So, and that's why robotics may be the answer, because the one guy was saying, too, about static electricity, which is a concern in a tech plant like is going the Intel. But robots don't call in sick. You don't have to pay a medical. You just have that initial cost investment and repairs periodically.
You know, did you hear this part of the speech last night that was also interesting to me is when Biden said about the pandemic that he wanted to get people back to their offices and back to schools. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because I know a lot of people who've become very comfortable working from home. But I believe that's a driver of the gas price issue right now because so many people aren't commuting anymore.
Yeah. Well, I stopped in Turkey Hill on the way home from Columbus Sunday, and gas at Turkey Hill was $3.09. And last night coming back, it was $3.49 or $3.59, and that's with what 2 days. So the gas prices have gone up already.
Well, I also wonder what they're going to do with all these buildings if they don't call these people back to work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a dichotomy, I guess, would be the best word.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Yes. Well, stay healthy, because we don't want you to ever leave.
No, I'm not planning on leaving. You know, I just, honestly, it's the unknown right now.
Yes.
But you know what? It comes to an end eventually, and if nothing else, I'll definitely be back then.
Okay. Hey. We'll look forward to you never leaving.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Scott.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to stay till the end of time. That might be a little long. But certainly for the foreseeable future. 740-383-9944. I don't know how that it's interesting because I don't want to say something that turns out not to be true. I don't want to say I'm going to be here every day or 3 days a week or whatever it is if I can't be. But who knows? It may turn out that way. I have no idea. From what I hear, it all sounds very good, so I'm going to tend to believe that at this particular point. 58 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, a McDonald's of McDouble anymore is $2.19.
Well, you know, but I saw the cost of that going up before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's been gradual, but just seems like it was yesterday that you could get McDouble for a dollar.
They did.
The dollar menu.
They did. But you know, I look at places like Wendy's and Burger King, and they still have dollar menus, and you can still get a McChicken at McDonald's for a dollar.
That's about the only thing.
And the Pops.
And the Pops, yeah.
Yep. So you can get a Pop and a McChicken for $2. That's not bad.
They went to a $2, $3, $5 value menu, I think, now instead of a dollar value menu.
It'll be interesting if these wages stay up to see what happens, but so far I have not seen a huge increase, to be honest.
No, the quarter pounder hasn't increased like the McDouble. I guess the McDouble was, you know, real cheap to begin with, but Myself, I'd rather have a McDouble than a quarter pounder. I think the flavor of the meat and the sandwich is better than the quarter pounder myself.
Well, I just think a lot of people were, it used to be all the restaurants, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, had a dollar sandwich like that. I think Wendy's had the double stack, and Burger King, I think, just had what they called a double cheeseburger, and McDonald's had the McDouble, and they all kind of tended to start getting away from those probably 3 years ago. I think they were just too much to produce for a dollar. I think that's, you know, McDonald's is able to do the drinks for a dollar, but I don't think they were able to do the meat cost for a dollar.
Well, meat's rosin so much. I mean, they do buy, the only reason they can sell it for what they do, really, is they buy such quantity.
Yeah, it's interesting, but hopefully the cost doesn't go up. I know these places don't want to lose business. That's one of the things that's keeping the cost of these things down, is it's very competitive between all these restaurants right now, and if you don't have the lowest price, you're not going to get the people.
Yeah, if you start raising your price, you know, your word is there, your customers are going to go somewhere else.
You're going to run into trouble. Thank
you.
Phone lines again are open here, 740-383-9944. It certainly is an interesting discussion to have. Let's see here. Let's take a phone call and see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I hate to go against you guys, but a McChicken ain't a buck no more. It's $1.29.
Oh, they raised it to $1.29.
Yeah, and a hash brown is $1.69, and even my beloved sausage burritos are $1.25. The only thing they got for a buck anymore is pop.
Well, you know, to me, pop's the most important thing.
I might not know nothing about that Intel plant, but I know a thing or two about McDonald's.
You got the McDonald's menu down. Hey, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. The McChicken, I guess, is $1.29 now. I stand corrected. Last time I had a McChicken, it was a dollar. But you see how quickly, things can change. All right, we're going to break. News, weather, and a whole lot of other stuff, and be back in about 15 minutes.
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on